in Italy, January 15, 1944. Sergeant Bill Mauldin appears to us over here to be the finest cartoonist the war has produced. And that's not merely because his cartoons are funny, but because they are also terribly grim and real. Mauldin's cartoons aren't about training camp life, which you at home are best acquainted with. They are about the men in the line, the tiny percentage of our vast army who are actually up there in that other world, doing the dying. His cartoons are about the war. Mauldin's central cartoon character is a soldier, unshaven, unwashed, unsmiling. He looks more like a hobo than like your son. He looks, in fact, exactly like a doe-foot who has been in the lines for 2 months, and that isn't pretty. Mauldin's cartoons, in a way, are bitter. His work is so mature that I had pictured him as a man approaching middle age, yet he is only 22, and he looks even younger. He himself could never have raised the heavy black beard of his cartoon dog face. His whiskers are soft and scant, his nose is upturned good-naturedly, and his eyes have a twinkle. His maturity comes simply from a native understanding of things, and from being a soldier himself for a long time. He has been in the Army 3.5 years. Bill Mauldin was born in Mountain Park, New Mexico. He now calls Phoenix home base, but we of New Mexico could claim him without much resistance on his part. Bill has drawn ever since he was a child. He always drew pictures of the things he wanted to grow up to be, such as cowboys and soldiers, not realizing that what he really wanted to become was a man who draws pictures. He graduated from high school in Phoenix at 17, took a year at the Academy of Fine Arts in Chicago, and at 18 was in the Army. He did 64 days on KP duty in his first 4 months. That fairly cured him of a lifelong worship of uniforms. Mauldin belongs to the 45th Division. Their record has been a fine one, and their losses have been heavy. Mauldin's typical grim cartoon soldier is really a 45th Division infantryman, and he is one who has truly been through the mill. Mauldin was detached from straight soldier duty after a year in the infantry and put to work on the division's weekly paper. His true war cartoons started in Sicily and have continued on through Italy, gradually gaining recognition. Captain Bob Neville, Stars and Stripes editor, shakes his head with a veteran's admiration and says of Mauldin, "He's got it. Already he's the outstanding cartoonist of the war." Mauldin works in a cold, dark little studio in the back of Stars and Stripes' Naples office. He wears silver-rimmed glasses when he works. His eyes used to be good, but he damaged them in his early Army days by drawing for too many hours at night with poor light. He averages about 3 days out of 10 at the front, then comes back and draws up a large batch of cartoons. If the weather is good, he sketches a few details at the front, but the weather is usually lousy. "You don't need to sketch details anyhow," he says. "You come back with a picture of misery and cold and danger in your mind, and you don't need any more details than that." His cartoon in Stars and Stripes is headed "Up Front" by Mauldin. The other day, some soldier wrote in a nasty letter asking, what the hell did Mauldin know about the front? Stars and Stripes printed the letter. Beneath it, in italics, they printed a short editor's note. Sergeant Bill Mauldin received the Purple Heart for wounds received while serving in Italy with Private Blank's own regiment. That's known as telling him. Bill Mauldin is a rather quiet fellow, a little above medium size. He smokes and swears a little, and talks frankly and pleasantly. He is not eccentric in any way. Even though he's just a kid, he's a husband and father. He married in 1942 while in camp in Texas, and his son was born last August 20th while Bill was in Sicily. His wife and child are living in Phoenix now. Bill carries pictures of them in his pocketbook. Unfortunately for you and Mauldin both, the American public has no opportunity to see his daily drawings. But that isn't worrying him. He realizes this is his big chance. After the war, he wants to settle again in the Southwest, which he and I love. He wants to go on doing cartoons of these same guys who are now fighting in the Italian hills, except that by then they'll be in civilian clothes and living as they should be.